Time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
And Dave Carlson's joining us. And Dave, as I say good morning to you, I can only say, well, I can say two words. Simply, feral Frankie.
Oh, yes, indeed, Andrew. Good morning. What about the feral? I've just had a look at the TAB all-in market for the final of the TAB Million Dollar Chase on October the 18th at Wentworth Park. And as usual, Feral Frankie is well clear of the field. He's into $9 than the all-in market. The favourite, Black Opium and Good Odds Harada, equal second favourites at $12, followed by Global Impact, Premium Share and Shima Shine on $16. And yes, Andrew, last night at Gunnedah, the Feral not only won the regional $1 million chase final, but turned it into an absolute clinic. He won by 8¾ lengths in a supersonic 29.62, smashing 8 lengths off the previous record of 30.19. And we're hoping to speak to his trainer, Jack Smith. Jack's on the road back from Gunnedah at the moment, on his way back to Forbes. And well, I've been trying to think of a new word, Andrew, for congratulations to say to Jack, because I've said that pretty regularly to him in the past 6 months.
I reckon you have, for sure. Hey, now, we do things on radio live, and we're live, and you never know what will pop up. What's that happening behind you, Dave?
Andrew, I can tell you that there's some... Well, there's some work going on. Someone's got a jackhammer, and I do apologise. I can tell you they've just had a smoko break, and I was hoping that it would go a bit longer, but I do apologise.
No, look, we're in here. It's not that bad. We can hear you loud and clear, but the smoko. You could have offered him something. I tell you, you can offer Jack Smith something. He's on the line, the trainer of Feral Frankie.
Thanks very much, Andrew. Jack, look, the way the Feral won last night, even with your laid-back personality, you must have been blown away by the performance.
Yeah, certainly was, Dave. It was enormous, yeah. We're over the moon.
Well, I tell you what, Jack, the way he won, 8¾ lengths, a supersonic 29.62, smashing 8 lengths off the previous record. That is an amazing performance.
Yeah, it certainly is. He trialled really well, and then there was a little bit of trouble last week, so he run 30-2. But he certainly found a bit last night.
Well, I know, Jack, that when you're behind the starting boxes, you can't see anything but the back legs of the runners. But for us watching on Sky, it was more of the same from this remarkable chaser. He shouldered his way into third place, leaving the straight. Then he sliced between the two leaders and was off and gone. And that's probably when you saw him taking over in his green rug.
That's right, yeah. I didn't see him till he started going down the back, and he was between those runners, and when he came out the other end, they said he's in front, so I just cheered, mate.
Well, I think all of us did. I think all of Australia did. He's the pin-up dog. He's the cult hero. Along with the runner-up, Charlie Casey for Peter Carr. The third-place getter, Squiggle Keeping, for Charmaine Roberts. And the fourth-place dog, China O'Brien, for Glenn McKinley. Feral Frankie is through to the semi-finals at Wentworth Park on Friday night, October 11. Now, that's still a month away, Jack. Are you still going to take him to Melbourne for next Sunday's Speed Star at Sandown?
Yes, we're going there next Sunday, and after that we've got to sort out what we're doing then.
Yeah, I guess you still got 3 weeks, so you just don't want to, gallop him at Forbes. You probably need to put him in a race, don't you?
Yeah, you probably have to find a race for him, and maybe a trial down there or something. We'll just take the Speed Star first and make sure everything's okay after that, then we'll sort it out.
Has he been spoiled again today, Jack? I know last Monday when I spoke to you after his heat, when he was munching on your bacon and egg roll.
One of the connections was there, and we had breakfast at the motel, and she saved a sausage for him. He thought that was pretty good.
Well, look, Jack, congratulations also on making the TAB Million Dollar Chase semis with Solar Sky. She ran third in the Bathurst final on Saturday night. What do you have on her agenda between now and the semis? Have you planned anything?
Yeah, she'll be at Winnie on Wednesday night, along with Little Digger and Sadie. So they're all in Wednesday night at Benny. So we're just going to give her, she, as you just said, she's in the semis, but she's eligible for easier races than the $1 million race. So if we could just knock off a fifth grade, it'd be lovely. So we're going to try and do that in the next couple of weeks. And the more experience she has there, the better. So we're trying to take a Bathurst form to Winnie and try and win a race.
Yeah, well, well done to you, Jack, to you and Marie and Lyndall and everyone involved. The heartiest and congratulations. Give Ferrell a pat for myself and Dave Stanley. I tell you what, Dave Stanley encouraging that that tab price of $31 when he was in Forbes about a week ago. I tell you what, those who got on at $31, they'd be feeling a little bit chuffed at the moment, Jack.
No, he made a mistake. He said 34s.
And they
give us 34. So I think he's over there. He's at BG. I think he's spending it. He's jumped the gun, I think.
Yeah, I reckon, as they say in Fiji, he's full of bulla.
Yeah, I don't know what he'd be full of, but he's over there. He's on the beach. Wouldn't it be a sight?
Well, Jack, great to talk to you. No doubt we'll talk again soon. And thanks for joining us on Going Greyhounds.
I hope we do, mate. Thank you.
Good on you, Jack. And Andrew, on Friday at Casino, there were three heats of the $1 million chase. Painted picture for Mark Wilkes at the time standard, 27 and 31. The other two winners were Quaris Flick for Brett Hazelgrove, 27 and 42, and Edelman for Tom Savellas, 27 and 54. And the Casino Regional Final is on this Friday, and six of the eight runners are from Queensland. At Bathurst on Saturday night, Feral Frankie's brother, Good Odd Serrata for Frank Hurst. He was fantastic. First dog into the $1 million chase semis, 29 and 43 win in windy conditions. Terrific win. Feral Frankie's was probably watching at the time. Double up D was second at Bathurst for Paul Braddon. Jack Smith's Solar Sky third, and Wolf Bear for Paul Steedman Andrew ran fourth and is also through to the semis.
Okay, we're just having an issue getting through to Anthony as a party. We might have to hold him off for tomorrow morning or something, but he, of course, trained Whiskey Riot, which is currently at $31 in that all-in market, the $1 million chase final.
Yes, indeed. Whiskey Riot is going round in the first heat of the Bulleye $1 million chase races today. Race 5 at 19 minutes past 5. Look, it's only a 6-dog field, but gee, it's a terrific field. You've got the new Ballarat track record holder and boom pup Shima Shine for Andrea Daly in box 8. You've got Jody Lord's Global Impact from box 2 going for 11 straight wins. Whiskey Riot for Anthony in box 1. And that's just mentioning a few of the greyhounds. Whiskey Riot, of course, was the runner-up in the Group 1 Maturity Final. Won at Sandown recently in 29 and 26 and trialled brilliantly over the 472 metres at Bulleye last Monday, clock 26.08. And Anthony, of course, is celebrating taking out the Healesville Cup yesterday, and that was with Murnyong and all. Now, the second heat of the $1 million chase at Bulleye tonight features seven runners, Andrew. You've got the national sprint champion Premium Share over from Western Australia being looked after by Jeff Britton in box 1. Jeff's also got Webleck Ace in the 7. Pindari Express, the Flyer, the only greyhound in Tracy Scruce's kennel, is in box number 2. Loves Bulleye. She's gifted for Deb Coleman up from Victoria, and that will jump at 19 minutes to 6. So you've got 19 past 5, 19 minutes to 6. The Bulleye heats, and it's just the start of another busy $1 million chase week, Andrew.
Well, they're really everywhere every night this week. Take us through it.
Yeah, well, tonight the heats at Bulleye. You've got tomorrow night the Gosford final. You've got Thursday night the Dapto final. Friday afternoon the Casino final. And on Friday night, you've got the heats of the $1 million chase at Richmond. And next Sunday night, you've got the heats of the $1 million chase at Dubbo. So it's really building up. And, of course, the grand final, Friday night, October 18, at Wentworth Park. We've had live music already. Travis Collins, Adam Harvey's playing. And on final night, it hasn't been confirmed, but there's one of Australia's most famous rock bands might be playing, Andrew. Not confirmed, so I can't go over the top. But I can tell you, in one of their big hits some years ago, they did feature a greyhound at Wentworth Park in the video.
Okay, I think I've got you, but we'll wait. We'll wait and see what happens on that one. There's no hoodoo, hopefully, about that. What about some tips today?
Well, we've got two New South Wales meetings today, Andrew. As mentioned, Bull Eyes in the Twilight. It kicks off at 3:49 this afternoon. The best bet, race 7, number 7, Hardaway Harada. 7-7, the value bet, race 4, number 1, Quong Magic, 4-1. Grafton tonight from 6:08, the best bet, race 2, number 1, Speedy Lulu, 2-1. The value bet, race 4, number 6, Sally Rodriguez, 4-6. Now, Andrew, tomorrow morning, I'll speak to the tradies, and I'll say that work on that studio has to be halted. It has to be halted on Going Greyhounds. You can double your smoko. I've spoken to the shop steward. Everything's sweet.
Just tell them we'll be a little bit later. They can have a late one tomorrow. About 10:50 we'll be coming to you. But they did, after a little bit of a shaky start, they must have known, Dave, because they ceased it. Good on you, mate. Enjoy the action later on today around the $1 million chase.
Can't wait, Andrew. Thanks very much.